Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
I don't know about you, but we love mystery stories. That's why The Upside Down Story is one of our favorite podcasts. It turns a tale flipsy-flopsy upside-downsy so that you need to listen to the clues to figure out who the mystery storyteller is. Search for The Upside Down Story on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, fish fries! Is it time to start the show already? I haven't taken my breath yet. Excuse me just a moment, everyone, while I rush to the surface. Hey, Bubbles, can you vamp a little here?
Me? Sure thing, Betty. Hi, y'all. Quite the good-looking audience this evening. I see some porpoises in the crowd. That's always fun. Where y'all from? Wait, don't tell me. Finland! Hey, now, we got some clownfish in the audience, too. Maybe y'all should be up here telling the jokes. You know, Annie, don't be shy.
How do you call a fish?
Well, I don't know, little buddy. How do you call a fish?
You drop it a line.
Hey, that's a good one. You might have a career in showbiz, kid.
Ah, that's better. Sorry, everyone. I had to take a big breath of air through my blowhole so I could come down here and start the show. Everything fantastic down here?
Sure is, Betty. But glad to have you back anyway.
Awesome. Well, enough messing around. Let's get to the show. Welcome, fish and friends of fish, to Tales with a Whale. With your number one host in the ocean, the only marine biologist turned marine podcaster, me, Betty the Blue Whale. I'm joined in the famous underwater studio by our celebrity musicians, the All Clam Jam Band, and the best reporter this side of the ocean surface, Bubbles the Seahorse. If you're a regular listener to all the great content here at Go Kid Go, you might know me as friend to Xavier and Atlas, those spunky twins from the Whale of a Tale series. Well, now I've got my own show, where we talk all about the opulent oceans and the magical marine life living in them. And I'd like to start off the show with a little segment called Cetacean Sensation, where we talk all about those fabulous flippered friends called cetaceans, which are whales, porpoises, and dolphins. Did you know dolphins actually sleep with one eye open? It's true! Dolphins need to be able to breathe at the surface every 15 to 17 minutes, so they have evolved to sleep with only one side of their brain at a time. This is called unihemispheric sleeping. We refer to the brain as having two hemispheres, the left and the right, just like how a planet has a north and a south hemisphere. And the first part of the word, uni, means one. So unihemispheric means one-sided. Unihemispheric sleeping also allows dolphins to keep an eye out for predators who might be on the prowl while they're trying to catch some Z's. I personally think it's rather rude for predators to try and attack you when you're trying to nap, but that's the ocean for you. In addition to unihemispheric sleeping, scientists have also observed that when dolphins are at their most vulnerable, they barely sleep at all. This is most common in mothers and their calves, who both barely sleep at all for the first few months of the calf's life, appearing to be awake 24 hours a day. I bet that sounds familiar to all my parents in the audience. Unihemispheric sleeping is not just for dolphins, though. All cetaceans can do it. That's right. Even though I can hold my breath for up to 90 minutes, I usually like to breathe once every 30 minutes, so I sleep with one eye open, too. And that music means it's time to move on to our main segment of the show. And since it's Monday, that means it's time for Sea Creature Feature. where we highlight one of the amazing creatures that live in the ocean. So without further ado, say hello to today's guest, the ocean sunfish. Today's guest is big. I mean, really big. Okay, maybe not blue whale big, but the ocean sunfish is one of the heaviest and biggest bony fish in the world. Remember that bony fish are fish that have a skeleton made out of bone instead of cartilage, like a shark. The ocean sunfish, or the mola as it's also known, is native to tropical and temperate waters all over the world. And funny enough, they look like a fish head without the rest of its body. This is because their tail fin never actually grows. It folds into itself as the sunfish gets older, turning into a more rudder-like tail called a clavis. The ocean sunfish is rather flat and round, as tall as it is long, and is a silvery gray color. And did I mention that they're heavy? The ocean sunfish is anywhere between 5 feet and 8 feet long and can weigh between 545 and 4,400 pounds on average. But the biggest sunfish to be recorded to date was 10 feet long, 14 feet tall, and weighed 5,000 pounds. Holy clamshells, that's a lot of fish. Despite how massive they are, they're no threat to people. I guess you can call them gentle giants. They like to feed on pretty much anything, including small fish, fish larvae, squid, jellyfish, and crustaceans. But humans aren't on that list. They're very curious fish, though, so if you find yourself diving in the ocean, they may come up to you to see what all the scuba gear is about. Their size also means that they don't have a ton of predators, but they do have to watch out for orca, sharks, and sea lions, who are big enough to not be daunted by a 10-foot fish. Ocean sunfish are considered a vulnerable species, and while they can be fished, they are most threatened by sea trash, like plastic bags, which they often mistake for jellyfish and can suffocate on. That's why we all have to do our part to keep our oceans clean, so our friends, the ocean sunfish, can keep swimming worry-free. Okay, folks, well, that music means we've come to the end of another show. I'd like to thank the All Clam Jam Band and Bubbles the Seahorse.
Pleasure's all mine, Betty.
And don't forget, folks, that we've got a lot of amazing content from Go Kid Go to check out. There's always a new show or new adventure dropping, so don't miss out. Just check out all of our offerings wherever you get your podcasts. And before we go, try this joke on for size. Why are ocean sunfish so easy to weigh? Because they have their own scales. So long, folks, and happy swimming.
Go, kid, go.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.